Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks very much for contacting me.
Absolutely. And Andrew, while there have been no confirmed reports about Sigley's current situation or location, what seems to be the most likely current situation?
Well, I mean, the last I heard, there were reports that he's been detained, but it seems to be pure speculation. No one seems to be have a clue what's going on. I mean, it could be some other reason. I mean, you've got to look back at these cases in the past. There's been cases in the past where foreigners, foreign visitors to Korea have disappeared for a while, and then suddenly, after a few weeks, they've appeared on these televised show trials, if you like, accused of some crime. But also, in most cases, you've got to remember that you hear these alarming reports about people going disappearing, both strangers and North Korean officials, often in the South Korean media. You know, this Korean official has disappeared, and then suddenly a year later or 2 years later, they reappear. But also with foreigners, you hear these alarming reports that someone's disappeared, and then they reappear very fast. And usually the end scenario for a lot of these cases is they're just asked to leave the country very quickly, and they do.
Now,
I think you've got to be a little bit careful about this report in particular, about jumping to conclusions.
Mm-hmm. Now, what looking at the accounts of the students, it says he's been pretty much, model long-term foreigner in North Korea, and he's, shared favorable content, not seemed to be anything, problematic. What possible reasons might the North Korean government have for detaining or arresting him potentially?
Well,
if any.
As I say, this is kind of a strange case because, as you said, doesn't seem to be a troublemaker, sort of. Alex doesn't seem to be a troublemaker at all. In fact, he's not. I mean, he's a model citizen. He's studying Korean literature at their top class university, and only someone who's really interested and sympathetic to the country is going to want to do that. He's sort of drumming up interest in North Korea through his Tongil tours. He was over in Melbourne last year promoting that, trying to get people to visit North Korea, trying to get people to sort of understand the place better. You know, he's more or less a friend to North Korea in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be a bad thing, because it really is a misunderstood place in many ways. But the general reason for people getting picked up, the most common reason is because of missionary activities. People go in, try and proselytize, try and spread sort of religious information, pamphlets of this sort. We've seen that before with Kenneth Bay, for example, and also another John Short a couple of years ago. He was distributing pamphlets allegedly, and also on the metro or the subway in Pyongyang. And this really doesn't sit well with the North Koreans. They don't like people coming over and proselytizing and spreading Christianity in North Korea. People wouldn't like it if a North Korean come over here and started proselytizing about Kim Il-sung. But that's the main reason for people getting picked up. There are other reasons, and the people are accused of spying, and there are people accused of causing trouble on some of these tours, as we've seen in the past. But this doesn't seem to be the case here. This is what's curious about it. But I would urge, as I said before, not to jump to conclusions.
Absolutely. So Andrew, I suppose the question then would be, whether or not he needs assistance, what kind of difficulties might hinder the Australian government from trying to provide assistance or find out what's going on at this point in time?
Well, the problem is the Australians don't have an embassy there. They don't have direct contact. They haven't had any diplomatic mission there since the 70s, I guess. And so they'll either have to go through the Swedish delegation there, or go via South Korea. And as South Korea and North Korea are still technically at war, and their relationships up and down, I mean, this is going to be sort of quite a frustrating process to get information out. But usually what happens is when the North Koreans are ready and they want to, make a statement about what's happened, they will do. But they usually do it on their own terms. They don't like to be told what to do and when to give out information. But as I say, usually the outcome is quite positive, and people are released. Foreigners are usually released quite quickly, and probably the North Koreans are quite glad to get rid of them. So, I hope in this case there's nothing nothing untoward happened, and it'll be resolved sort of in a positive way.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us and helping to illuminate a bit about the situation, Andrew.
I hope I have. Thank you very much for having me.